This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week was a Labor Day shortened trading week. Cotton, though, still able to put up a good show, according to Plains Cotton Cooperative Association. Prices rallied to a week high of $65.50 per pound on Tuesday, fell back into the same session, and settled with futures right around 65 cents, moving higher for the week. Now, there was a slight recovery in the other markets staged on Wednesday. Worse than expected jobless claims sent the markets back lower on Thursday. Markets also set back by headlines that one of the leading coronavirus vaccine trials paused to review an adverse event in a test subject. Now, the U.S. dollar last week did rally as investors made risk-reducing adjustments to their portfolio. Let's go back to cotton for just a moment. Week's export sales continued the last few months' pattern. Net new sales, nearly 127,000 bales of upland, and fairly normal for this point of the year, except China and Vietnam continue to dominate new commitments. China ordered another 79,000 upland bales, Vietnam taking 21,000. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.